Windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Well, a cooler day today as we kind of go the ups and downs of springtime here. Mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. We'll look for a couple of showers, particularly through the afternoon. Nothing heavy or severe, but a few showers will be a factor for the back half of the day. 50s overnight with some scattered clouds. I think the skies will start to clear out as we head into your Saturday. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, back into the low 70s briefly, but then we slip into the low 60s, upper 50s for Sunday with extra clouds. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
51 in Bowie, 52 in Georgetown, and 53 in Leesburg.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
Israel has reportedly carried out retaliatory airstrikes against Iran. We'll have the latest.
The FAA opens an investigation into a near collision at Reagan National Thursday. I'm Dan Roman.
A man arrested in the shooting death of his girlfriend. This is Kyle Cooper.
Now, police were tipped off to a disturbing manifesto that they believe threatened violence against an area school. I'm Mike Marilla.
Good to be with you. It's now 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an attack from Israel on Iran overnight in retaliation for an Iranian missile strike last weekend. Correspondent Deborah Patta reports from East Jerusalem.
The early morning hit was in the city of Isfahan. This is where Iran has several nuclear sites, but according to the UN's top atomic energy body, there was no damage to the nuclear facilities. Iran has been playing down the attack. If Israel uses force, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian warned yesterday, we will make them regret their actions.
Speaking to world leaders in Capri, Italy last hour, Secretary of State Antony Blinken refused to respond to claims Israel gave the U.S. advance notice of today's actions.
I'm not going to speak to that except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, is our work to de-escalate tensions.
In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to face threats of an ouster from his leadership position over plans to hold a vote this weekend on aid bills to Israel and Ukraine. Fellow Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene not backing down from threats and referencing Johnson's predecessor, who was shown the door.
I'll tell you something. Kevin McCarthy, while he was staring down the barrel of a loaded gun, he never made a move like this.
12 jurors have now been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. The goal is to choose 5 alternates today. Trial consultant Richard Gabriel says he won't be surprised to see more dismissals.
They have to be able to do their jobs without undue pressure from the outside.
2 jurors were dismissed yesterday, one saying she didn't think she could be impartial anymore. The other had been arrested for ripping down conservative political posters in the 1990s. Students, faculty, and pro-Palestinian groups protested at USC after the college barred valedictorian Asna Tabassum from addressing graduates.
One of the gifted, most gifted girls I've ever met. This university is trying to silence her.
I just think it's very unfair, and it's an injustice to all us students, especially minority students.
Tabassum has denied claims she is anti-Semitic. Tomorrow marks 25 years since 12 students and a teacher were shot and killed at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Tom Mauser's 15-year-old son Daniel was among the victims.
You know, I think especially my thoughts will be with the people, the other people who were so deeply impacted by this tragedy.
S&P futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
8:03 on Friday, April 19th. 51 degrees, cloudy, a few showers possible this afternoon, highs upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour is one that we've been following closely and you've heard about. A near miss between two planes ready for takeoff at Reagan National Airport is under investigation. WTOP's Dan Ronan has the latest.
7:41 Thursday morning, a JetBlue flight to Boston begins its takeoff roll on runway 4. It's moving at 39 miles per hour when a Southwest Airlines 737 heading to Orlando further up the runway crosses what's called a hold short line and begins nearing the runway. An air traffic controller issues a frantic command.
Stop, Southwest 2937, stop.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
Aviation safety analyst John Nance says the two controllers who issued the conflicting commands appear to have lost situational awareness, and the incident, he says, was unacceptably close. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
A Fairfax County man is under arrest in a bizarre case. He's charged with shooting and killing his girlfriend. With the details, here's WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
In a bizarre case, police say 47-year-old Hugh Tien Nguyen shot Allison Laporta inside a vehicle in the Lorton area, then drove her to the hospital and stayed with her. Mount Vernon Hospital went on lockdown for a short while late Wednesday into Thursday as a precaution. Laporta, who was 38, was taken to Fairfax Hospital where she died. Nguyen faces second-degree murder charges. Fairfax County Police have recovered a gun believed to have been used in the murder. Why this all occurred is still under investigation. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
How did investigators catch wind of a possible plot to shoot up Rockville's Wooten High School? WTOP's Mike Murillo says it was thanks to a witness who was brave enough to come forward.
In early March, after 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, typed a long Google document about a school shooter, he shared it with a friend he made while at a psychiatric hospital. Ia has been hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school and harm himself, according to court documents. Ia labeled the document as fiction, but it had some striking similarities between the story's main character and Ia. According to the friend, both were Asian males who were transgender and who were having troubles at home. The friend feared after reading the document that the shooting could be imminent. When reading the line, "I will be doing it tomorrow," they contacted Baltimore police, who contacted Rockville police. On Ia's electronics, they found searches for school shootings and chats in which he claimed he wanted to be a serial killer. It was enough for police to get an arrest warrant for a threat of mass violence. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
And we have more details at WTOP.com. We expect to hear more about the case from police later today.
Also in Montgomery County, a commitment to school safety is being questioned. When spring break ended, the interim superintendent, Monique Felder, put out a letter detailing plans to implement change. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports at its most recent meeting, the school board was blasted for delays to those changes.
Sammy Saeed, the student member of the Montgomery County Board of Education, reminded his colleagues they had passed a resolution on school safety back in November, yet they were discussing things like adding vape detectors and more security measures for the future.
But now we need to address it. These things should have been addressed 6 months ago, and now we're saying it's going to be next year.
Saeed said he continued to hear from students about fighting and drug use in bathrooms. And at the same board meeting, Kennedy High School English teacher David Gebler said,
"Last school year, we had vape detection sensors active in our bathrooms to detect drug use. They were removed over the summer without the knowledge of our new and incoming administration."
Interim school superintendent Monique Felder wrote in an April 2nd community letter that there's continuous monitoring of school grounds and urged parents with concerns to contact their school principals. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A scholarship in memory of a beloved broadcaster and WTOP alum is now available at American University. The Wendy Rieger Memorial Scholarship Fund has been created at AU's School of Communication in Rieger's memory, and it will be available annually for journalism students. Wendy worked here at WTOP in the 1980s. She went on to be an anchor and reporter for NBC4 and a household name in our area. She earned her degree in journalism from AU in 1980. Her husband chose to honor her legacy with the endowment. Rieger died in 2022 after a battle with cancer.
Coming up,
new business owners tend to start very small. I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
It's 8:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Let's update everything going on 270 this morning. If you're southbound on 270, the volume pretty much from 370 headed all the way into Rockville toward Montrose Road, where the broken down vehicle was moved to the left shoulder. Now, the northbound local lanes are still blocked before the Intercounty Connector due to the crash investigation. So they'll be pushing you off onto the slip ramp to get you into the main lanes. Northbound has a little bit of a delay as you try to do that. Southbound coming off of 370 a little slow as well, as you can see everything that's going on the other side. Now, if you're on the Beltway, the outer loop delays from 95 all the way to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop slows off of 95, headed past Route 1 in College Park, and then from 210 headed to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now, the unusual delay is on the outer loop coming from Alexandria onto the Wilson Bridge. Not sure if that's in the local or through lanes, but definitely seeing a little tap of the brakes. Inner loop in Virginia delays from Braddock Road toward 236 and out of Tyson's, headed past the toll road. Northbound 95 near the Prince William Parkway, the wreck had been moved over to the left shoulder, but we're not really seeing much of a delay anymore. Then the volume through Lorton. Southbound 95 starts to slow into Dumfries, then it looks good into Fredericksburg. Telegraph Road at Huntington Avenue in Alexandria. Those traffic lights have been reported flashing in all directions. While in the district, in Northwest, Porter Street near Beach Drive, a tree came down, brought some wires with it, and that has the roadway closed. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Skies will be cloudy today with a few showers through the afternoon. Mid and upper 60s, slightly below the average of 70. Now, by this afternoon and evening, a few of these showers will push across the area, but then dissipate through the overnight hours. 50s for partly cloudy skies for your Friday night into Saturday. Now, Saturday will feature some breezes around here. Temperatures in the low 70s. Mild, but yes, a little windy at times. By Sunday, though, some cooler air pushes in here, only in the low 60s. It'll be a cooler day with mostly cloudy skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
50 degrees in Rockville now, 53 in Ashburn, 53 in Fort Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Netflix is looking more and more like the runaway winner of the streaming wars. The company added well more than 9 million new subscribers between January and March, nearly three times the number analysts predicted. Netflix ended last month with nearly 270 million subscribers worldwide. Shows Netflix is still building on its momentum of last year when it started cracking down on password sharing and rolled out a low-priced subscription option that includes commercials.
More Americans are pursuing their dream of having their own business, and WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says many start small.
Applications for new business licenses set records 3 years in a row, 5.5 million last year alone. 44% of new small business operators start their business as a side hustle, supplementing their day job. The number of women-owned small businesses has doubled over the last two decades.
18% of those applying for business applications last year were Black and Hispanic entrepreneurs.
And coming up,
more Americans lost more money to scams last year. How it happens. I'm John Doman.
It's 8:12.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today.
How can federal agencies make the leap from cloud adoption to transformation? We find out from Splunk's LaLisha Hurd during the DoD Cloud Exchange.
Many customers are going cloud only, right? Some remain on-prem for unique mission needs. And then there's others that actually operate in a hybrid environment. And I don't think there's a right or wrong approach, right? As long as it serves your business needs and also as long as it allows you to scale in the future. And I think that's important.
To hear the full conversation with Splunk's LaLisha Hurd, visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search DoD Cloud Exchange.
In today's digital world, security threats and infrastructure issues can strike at any moment, putting your agency at risk. Splunk's advanced technology can prevent minor issues from becoming major threats, providing your agency with the tools you need to make confident decisions and make decisive actions at mission speeds. Splunk Cloud Platform is FedRAMP certified and IL5 authorized. Learn how Splunk can help your agency build a stronger, more secure digital future. Visit splunk.com/public sector.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's
Introducing
Grainger,
the Cancer
offering
Center
professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Test your newsmaker knowledge this Saturday and Sunday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with the Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Guess the newsmaker for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Virginia Gold Cup. One of the nation's oldest and largest steeplechase events, the Virginia Gold Cup celebrates its 99th anniversary this year on Saturday, May 4th. That's the Mystery Newsmaker this weekend only. From Washington's top news, WTOP.
The Nation's Gun Show at the Dulles Expo in Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of guns, knives, accessories, and more. Shop hundreds of expert dealers to get your best deals at low gun show prices. Concealed carry classes. The Nation's Gun Show at Dulles Expo. New hours, opening at 1 p.m. Friday until 8. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Advanced tickets, coupons, and more info at thenationsgunshow.com.
Coming up,
why recreational marijuana stores in Maryland might look like Black Friday this weekend. I'm Nick Iannelli.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
This is WTOP News.
8:15.
Americans are losing billions of dollars to scams each year, and the numbers are on the rise. $10 billion in losses were reported to the Federal Trade Commission in 2023, though the actual number is expected to be much higher. WTOP's John Doman has more on how this is happening.
Investment scams are only the fourth most reported type of scam, but it accounted for almost $5 billion in losses last year.
The most important thing to remember is that there are just no guarantees with investment.
Larissa Bungo is a senior attorney for the Federal Trade Commission. The most frequently reported type of scam was what's known as an imposter scam. Someone pretending to be a relative, your bank, a business, or even the government.
It usually involves someone claiming that there's fraud or criminal activity on one of your accounts.
Never move money from your account elsewhere, especially to gift cards or cryptocurrency, and never let yourself be rushed.
Every bit of this is a scam.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Stores selling recreational marijuana are bracing for big crowds this weekend. That's because tomorrow, April 20th, is also known as 420, something of a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts. WTOP's Nick Iannelli says it's being hyped up in our area.
In Maryland's relatively new recreational marijuana industry,
I think everyone's probably feeling like it's their craziest week of the year.
Because of 420, which is expected to lead to long lines at stores across the state.
There's a celebration element and there's a promotional element going on.
Wendy Braunfein, chief brand officer with Curio Wellness, which sells cannabis products to Maryland dispensaries, says you can compare this to Black Friday.
Cannabis consumers, from a retail perspective, expect to go to a store that has specials and deals going on.
Maryland just launched its recreational marijuana market last July, making this the first 420 since that happened. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
The Army is on track to meet its recruitment goals in 2024. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The service wants to bring 55,000 recruits by the end of the year. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth says the service has a shot at hitting that goal this fiscal year. The Army Secretary says the service is doing well partly due to the success of its Future Soldier Prep course. Still, the service lowered its recruitment goal this year. In 2023, the Army wanted to bring in 65,000 new soldiers. The service has missed its recruitment targets for nearly a decade. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on. Hit WTOP.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East as Israel apparently hits back against Iran. We'll go in depth with National Security Correspondent J.J. Green at 8:30.
And a decision is made on Capitol Hill that could be costly for the House Speaker.
Full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
Brought to you by the NRECA, motivated by people, not profits. America's electric co-ops are powering lives and empowering communities. More at electric.coop. It's now 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th in the WTOP Traffic Center. It's Rita.
Well, in the general scheme of things, things look a lot better than it does in a normal rush hour, but we do still have our share of problems. Let's start out on northbound 270 in the local lanes. That remains closed before the exit for the Intercounty Connector and 370. They're going to be pushing you off into the slip ramp there. That's why you're seeing a little bit of the brakes trying to get from Shady Grove Road toward 370, because you're going to have to get off of the roadway to get in there northbound. Good idea to try and figure out another way to work around. Do not get into those local lanes. And if you need to get to the Intercounty Connector, you're going to have to figure out another way to access it. That exit is not accessible right now. If you're on southbound 270, we're seeing a delay. Headed past, approaching and passing 28 in Rockville. The problem that was near Montrose Road should be completely cleared. Not really seeing a delay. I'm now noticing a delay northbound on 270, approaching and passing 85. So watch out for anything there. Possibly some sort of work crew maybe taking a lane. And then delays getting on to 15 in Frederick, trying to make your way toward, toward 40 and continued further north. Southbound also slows toward 40 as well. So that could be just a volume delay in both directions. Your outer loop delay in Maryland from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop slows passing Route 1 in College Park. The delay that had been headed toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is gone, so that's good news. Inner loop looks good. It slows a bit in Springfield, headed toward 236 in Annandale. And then we have delays out of Tysons, headed past the Dulles Toll Road. It is on the eastbound toll road, the ramp to the inner loop. The on-ramp, the end of the ramp to the inner loop is now blocked with the crash. So just keep an eye out for that as you're heading in that direction. Telegraph Road at Huntington Avenue, that's some flashing traffic lights. Watch to see if anybody is directing traffic. Back in Maryland, westbound 50 after the Church Road overpass, the right lane blocked with the crash. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. It's a limited time event. For location and hours, visit marlowefurniture.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. We're looking outside and boy, it is cloudy and dark out there this morning.
I know. It's gray. But you know what? It's Friday, and unfortunately, the gray skies are going to stick with us pretty much all day long, so it's one of those bring-your-own-sunshine kind of days. The good news is the sunshine is going to return just in time for our Saturday, especially tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, right now, we're just kind of stuck in this overcast, but there is no rain. I'm not tracking any precipitation, and temperatures generally upper 40s to lower 50s, so it's definitely a little bit cooler than this time yesterday. And today is going to be cooler than average. In fact, we're only going to see high temperatures in the low to mid-60s, and again, we will have those clouds. We're also, after lunchtime, tracking a chance for a few passing showers here or there. No thunder in the forecast today, no severe weather, and some of you may not even see a drop of rain. Rainfall totals will be only a few 100ths of an inch, so if you're heading to the Nationals game tonight, they should be able to get that game in just fine outside of maybe a brief rain delay. Overnight, we'll see cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, after some morning clouds, it's going to be beautiful. Saturday is my pick day of the weekend, as we get into the lower 70s with a breezy northwesterly wind, ample sunshine, and heading into the day Sunday. Sunday's going to be a little shock to the system, guys. In fact, Sunday morning, upper 30s to lower 40s for wake-up temperatures. And then by the afternoon, we're in the lower 60s with clouds. But the good news is we start warming up heading into next week. Right now, we're all dealing with the clouds. It's 49 in Alexandria and Wheaton. It's 53 in Stafford and 48 right now in Frederick.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protected from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up, we will tell you why Swifties are very excited this morning. It's 8:22.
For those of you who are unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Uncarrier, which is fitting considering they've just unexpectedly unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but unapologetically does another, it's time to unlike and unfollow the Uncarrier and switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Uncarrier. Switch to Xfinity. Ask how you can save more than $1,000 over T-Mobile in your first year when you get Xfinity Internet and add Xfinity Mobile. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Restrictions apply. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect More Internet and two Xfinity Mobile Unlimited Plus lines versus T-Mobile Home Internet and two T-Mobile Magenta Plan lines. Wi-Fi equipment not included. After promo, regular internet and mobile rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet.
Test your newsmaker knowledge this Saturday and Sunday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with the Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Guess the newsmaker for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Virginia Gold Cup. One of the nation's oldest and largest steeplechase events, the Virginia Gold Cup celebrates its 99th anniversary this year on Saturday, May 4th. That's the Mystery Newsmaker this weekend only. From Washington's top news, WTOP.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
You're listening to WTOP News.
824, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The dawn of a new era is here for fans of Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped at midnight. It includes a goodbye kiss to British boyfriends Joe Alwyn and Matty Healy, and a love letter to Travis Kelce. Two hours after the drop at 2 a.m., Swift announced a secret double album with 15 extra songs. Critics called Poets audacious, gloriously chaotic, and hauntingly brilliant. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This is Swift's 11th studio album.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob, are you a Swiftie?
No.
Well, lots of people are.
And now our audience all hates you.
Yeah, no. I'll be meeting some people outside my car later.
Yeah.
The big takeaway from the Commanders' pre-draft press conference yesterday, General Manager Adam Peters said point blank about what they're doing with the number two overall pick.
We feel great about staying at number two. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. Yeah, we feel great about sticking there.
So there you have it. And Washington turned heads this week by hosting the top four quarterback prospects, not named Caleb Williams, all at once. Peters did it in San Francisco, but it was new to assistant GM Lance Newmark.
I thought it was a really cool dynamic seeing like the organic, like how guys came together, you know, how Mac.